Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. My name is Kip Herridge. Thank you for joining us today for our VRA Daily Investing Podcast, where we take a quick look back at the markets today and also give you some insights into what the VRA system analysis is telling us. I spent 15 years on Wall Street. I've had the VRA for 15 years, and the combination of that allowed me to create what we call the VRA investing system, and it's 70% fundamental, 30% technical, but it keeps us on the right side of the markets, it keeps us in the right sectors, and then it gets us into the right stocks. We use a combination of leveraged ETFs and growth stocks to beat the markets, which we've done consistently, 14 and 15 years beating the S&P 500, and with gains of 2,400%, net gains of 2,400% since the beginning of 2014. Let's get right to the markets today. Again, just like yesterday, the markets opened sharply lower. Today, they opened sharply lower on news that Donald Trump was canceling the summit with North Korea and possible denuclearization. Well, the markets pretended not to like that, although it's not a relevant issue, to tell you the truth. And we saw it again today as the markets came charging back. Russell 2000 actually finished up today, 0.04%. It continues to be the leader. Dow Jones finished down 75 points, but that was far better than at one point we're down about 230 points. And we saw a modest losses also in the S&P 500. NASDAQ fractional losses down 0.02%. The 10-year yield closed today with a yield of 2.98%, rapidly backing off that 3% plus 10-year yields we've been seeing. And the VIX also closed today down about 0.4% at 12.53, seeing very little fear in the VIX index. But for you traders out there, we did notice some fear cropping up in the trading index. The short-term trading index closed today at 1.28, up 17%. That typically is a contrarian indicator. And we saw the same thing, by the way, today with the put-call ratio. Just never saw any fear begin to, even when the market was down big, the put-call ratio never jumped above one. So that tells us that not a lot of fear. We can look at that both ways. But we continue to believe these are bullish. This is a bullish market. We've had now the internals today were essentially flat, up down volume, new highs to new lows were slightly positive. Advances declines were flat. We'll look at this as a neutral day. We've essentially had 13 of the last 17 to 18 days that have been positive from the VRA system internals and how we judge those. We also see today at the close that we still have 9 out of 12 VRA system screens continue to be bullish. We also got this week's AAII investor sentiment survey readings, and this continues to be very interesting. We're big believers in investor sentiment and what it's telling us about where investors are in the market. Nowhere near euphoria. Matter of fact, nowhere near bullish. We see right now, this week's readings, 38.6% of investors are bullish. 25.2% of investors are bearish, with a big 36% of all investors neutral. That means, combined, we're looking at 61% of all investors are either neutral or bearish on the market. This is with the Russell 2000 at an all-time high, folks. This is with the Dow Jones, S&P 500, about 4% below their all-time highs. And with the NASDAQ, 2% below its all-time highs. So until we see sentiment reaching this extended euphoric levels for an extended period of time, we continue to look at sentiment as a bullish gauge on this market, another reason to be invested, and aggressively so. Oil closed today at $70.70 a barrel, down 1.6%, giving up some recent gains, still looking very bullish. Gold had a big day today, up $15 an ounce, closing at $1,304. Silver, up 1.77%, had a bigger day percentage-wise, closing at $16.70 an ounce. And we believe that this could now be a rotation happening, a reigniting, if you will, of the global reflation trade. We're starting to see minor signs of it. We're keeping an eye on the emerging market and the EEM, the emerging market ETF, watching that closely, and watching copper, watching all of the industrial metals that would tell us that global demand is coming back. That has been weak of late. Folks, that's it for today. I will tell you, we will not be with you tomorrow. We will be taking off tomorrow afternoon. No VRA Daily Podcast tomorrow. We'll be back here with you Tuesday. Until then, again, my name is Kip Herridge. Thank you for listening. Have a great night, and tomorrow is a new day.